Up next, Russ.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints at kindness. And from my tortured shape, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within is utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies, as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, cold and to this sad conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her. Passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I could have loved her and make her love me too. If I can't love her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking I moved within me. Oh, I could have loved her and that she'd set me free. But it's not to be if I can't love her. Let the world be done.
All right, and that was Russ with If I Can't Love Her from Beauty and the Beast, our first double of the night.
Woo! Wait, this is a double?
Yeah, this is the same song Omi sang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, wow, I didn't even recognize it.
Wow, okay.
Oops.
First of all, I knew you'd fit the Beast. At the same time, I kind of figured you'd do this kind of song. Because these songs kind of work well, really well for you. I like the energy and emotion power in this. At around 306, you started topping when you were starting to hit the really high notes. I like this one. I liked it. Am I
pulling a Jeffers tonight with not knowing how to critique Russ?
I know. I actually have
pulling
notes
a Jeffers.
Tonight.
Well, no, I said I knew he'd fit it. I knew he'd do a beat song. I like the emotion and energy. He started chopping at 306, and these songs really worked for him.
Very good, Zell.
That's what I said.
Amen.
Good job, Zell. Pat on the head. Okay.
Yay!
I have a bit more to say. I was really hoping you were going to do this song, Russ, because back when we did Perform at Immunities, I was like, oh, man, I wish Russ had been a hero, because I would have loved to have heard him sing If I Can't Love Her for Beast, because he would have rocked that out. I liked your choruses a lot, but your verses were a little, I have sporadic. The rhythm was a little weird at times, where there were times when I was like, oh, he knows the song so well. And then there were other times where I was like, does he know this song at all? Like, the one part I have written down here is, of anything that even hints at kindness, I don't know where the rhythm that came out there was from, but I was like, whoa, what just happened there? But your emotion in this totally made up for the kind of crazy rhythm in the verses. And again, those choruses were very, very good. You built. Thank you. Thank you for building. The building was great in that powerhouse end performance. And it was a nice, strong last note, because you always you need to start strong. You need to end strong. And this was a very, very awesome end note on this one. Nice, strong, vibrato, masculine, great. But again, the chorus is good, energy, emotion good, versus question mark is the summary of my notes tonight. Jeffers?
I still can't believe I didn't recognize the song, and it's double. Shows how much I know this song, which I don't.
Wait till later in the night.
What? Okay. Anyway, Russ, yeah, you're a great beast. You have a great voice for the character. For me, the first half sounded kind of iffy. Like, I don't really know where the verses and the choruses are in this song, but it sounded like a note here and there would be sharp and out of pitch for me. Like, at the end, when you would draw out notes, it sounded like you drew them out, and at the very end, they would go sharp a little bit. But I don't really know the song, but I like the energy build-up too, and I really like the second half. The second half was really good. The first half was just kind of so-so for me. It sounded a little shaky, but I think it's your vibrato, but it was good. It was good. I liked it. Yeah. Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Nothing else to say.
Silence. We're done.
We're done.
Up next is Traviata.
I've always been the kind of girl to hide my face, so afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream right inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. Do you know what it's like to feel so dark, dream about a life where you're the shining
And that was Traviata, the name I love to say so much because it sounds so fun, with This Is Me from Camp Rock, which does count. I know some of you are going, oh my god, this is Camp Rock! It doesn't count, it doesn't count! It does count because this is Disney's newest licensing theatrical for like high schools and stuff like that to try and get kids into arts. They do like the hip, cool
crap
stuff.
That oh my god, Camp Rock was exactly like what went through my head when I opened the file.
For Jefferson.
First song so I
Jefferson's really happy. Jefferson's really happy. Okay, for once this is a song I don't know very well. I do know it kind of because I like Demi Lovato a lot, but Jeffers will have the best notes probably on this one. I think, was she her own backup on this?
Yep. The backup in this track sounds nothing like that.
Okay. That's what I thought, because at first, when the backup came in the beginning half of the song, I thought the backup was really nice. Then towards the end, the backup got a little crazy, chaotic. When there was like two voices singing one part, and then one voice singing another part, and then another part put in there, and it just got a little crazy in that section.
For that section of the song, it is two people singing. It's supposed to be.
I definitely then heard more than two people, but there were more than two parts in the song. I was like, one person, because there were two voices on one part, one voice on another part, and then a third part as well, so that's four voices. So where'd the extra two voices come from? Like, it just seemed a little too crazy in there. But I thought overall, your voice did fit this very well. You have a very unique voice, and in the past when you've done kind of poppy-ish things, it's worked really well, and once again, it works, I think, in your favor here. I just would have liked a little bit less chaos, because when you're by yourself, it was super awesome, wonderful, fantastic. But when you were crazy multiple people, it was giving me a bit of a headache at times. Jeffers?
Yeah. Traviata, I am happy. I know one song tonight. I feel accomplished. Yeah, my
you
first
know part
note.
Of your world.
It's part of your world.
Oh, that's true. Well, okay.
So you're a liar, Jeffers. You're a dirty, dirty liar.
Fine, I'm a dirty, dirty liar. Like eight, like yeah. So yeah, Camp Rock. This was a great pick for you, Traviata. Your style and your voice really fit this kind of youthful pop song, like Ambi said. Your harmonies were very nice. Like Ambi said about the backtrack. Whether it's you or not, she put in a lot more harmonies than are originally in the song, so that's how I knew right away she did them. And for the most part, they were very nice, although right after the bridge, the harmonies, right where Ambi said got a little chaotic, the harmonies got a little loud, and they kind of drowned out the main track. I thought your energy and performance was good, too. There were one or two parts where I felt like you could have used a little more power, and you went into your head voice on those notes. But overall, this was really, I still really like this a lot, Traviata. Good job. Zoe?
The energy was good. I don't know Camp Rock, so when I first opened this file, I'm like, WTF, what is this? Because I don't know much of modern Disney aside from animation. I have to agree with the crazy, crazy back vocals near the end. Because I'm like, okay, wait, where's all this coming from? It was like an attack or something. But yeah, you had good energy, good performance.
Wow. It's rare that I talk more than Ambi and Zoe.
I talked quite a bit.
Okay.
You just have more to say. But I do want to go back to something that you said really quick before we finish this. You said something there that made me think, oh yeah, that's it. When you said something about how the harmonies were drowning out the melody line, that was the problem with me, was I couldn't tell what line was supposed to be the main line anymore.
Oh, right.
That's what it was, is they were all kind of merging together into this almost like a round type of thing.
Megazord.
Yeah, Megazord. Oh no, it's the Camp Rock Megazord.
Yeah. I think when you mix the background vocals, next time try and soften them a little bit more and it'd be great. But yeah, still good job. The Camp Rock Megazord. I think we're done.
Done.
Mary Feather, step right on up, because it's your turn.
Yeah.
Is this home? Is this where I must learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home will be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is true. What I must learn to believe in. Try to find something good in this tragic place. Just in case I should stay here forever, held in this empty place. Oh, but that won't be easy. The reason why my heart's far, far away, home's alike. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately, and to think I complained of that poor provincial town. Nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away, home and free.
And that was Merryfeather with Home from Beauty and the Beast also.
You know this was a double, right, Jeffers?
Yes, I do.
The last time there was a double, you didn't realize it, honey.
Aww.
But I was going to say, just they both, I'm not comparing it or anything, but like, well, I kind of am, but not really. Merryfeather and Clary, they had different approaches on the song, so it still kind of sounded pretty distinctively different. Mm-hmm. Merryfeather, you have this really awesome voice for princesses, and I thought it was a great choice singing a Belle song. Like, if Russ did Beast and you did Beauty, Belle, for your duets, that'd be like, oh.
That was my note. I have a note for that.
Anyway, I thought you did generally pretty well on this Merryfeather. I thought you had good energy and performance, and like, you kind of started off really soft and airy, and then you kind of built it up a bit. There was this one section that was, I think it's from 1 minute and 20 seconds in to about 1 minute and 37 seconds. That one section, there were certain notes that were, I'm not sure if you did it on purpose, but they kind of went flat at the end. Mm-hmm. Like she would start on the right note, and as she would draw it out, she would kind of make it go down.
Totally agree.
It sounded flat at the end, and I have like the words place at 120, why on 129, and far away, and those, I'm not sure if it's on purpose or not, but I didn't like those parts if they were on purpose. But overall, I really like this Merryfeather. And I thought your last note was very, very nice, and I like that a lot. Zell?
Okay, second double of the night, yay. Did y'all have to raise your volume, or was it just me then?
It was just you. I didn't really have to do anything.
Not really.
Okay. So yeah, you do fit Disney Princess / Belle, and This was actually my second note. See, if y'all did Beauty and the Beast for your duet, it would have been awesome.
She's a little bitter that you didn't do Beauty and the Beast for your duet.
At least a Beauty and the Beast song, because I think y'all would have fit that so awesomely. I didn't have to agree with the flat area near the beginning that Jeffers spoke of. I thought you had good emotion and built a good last note. Pretty!
How adorable!
Just happened. Zell just became like a chibi version of Giselle there for a second.
He's so kawaii, doesn't he? I think I
don't ever say that again.
I'm pretty sure that was like gibberish with in Japanese.
Okay, on to my critique. It was so pleasant to listen to Mary Feather, and there were a couple of moments in there when you just did this again with you and your subtleties and just certain ways you say words, or you don't sing them but you more say them, like there was a good, I just have good, I don't remember where good was, change every lock and key, I think was the other one, and then the last home that you said, but like the home of the home and free, just the way that you say them, it just adds so much to them. However, there were definitely some pitchy moments in this. I had some in the beginning as well. The cold and place, never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold, was a little pitchy. And then on the next verse, when it came around, it was like the exact same line of notes, just different words, and the word was then place, and that was also a little pitchy. And then that one same section that Jeffers talked about was pitchy, but overall this was very pleasant, very nice, sweet. And I thought you had good correct emotion on this. It was very soft and pretty yet sad. Tragic. It was a tragic moment. So sad.
Oh, boo-hoo. Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.